Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ike Sheehan was lived outside of where Dartmouth was, but went to Holy Cross where my father was. These Irish Catholic guys. They went to Holy Cross. And so Ike Sheehan would go up there. And I remember Mr. Sheehan was going to the football game, and I was in the car with him, and he had a flask. And he took a flask out of his jacket, and he was taking a pull on the flask. And I said, "What's in that? What is in that, Mr. Sheehan?" He says, quiet, young man. I'll break your neck. I remember that. That was but I say, well, I can wait the 10 minutes. You know, what am I doing? I'm sitting there picking my ass, just sitting here waiting for the doctor to call. And so I wait 10 minutes, and I'm sitting there, and I'm really, like, showing off and getting my shot right and getting the light right.
Right.
And so about 10 after 12, the phone rings, and he FaceTimes me.
Like, oh, after God, all that
bullshit that I go through.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
God, I got new glasses yesterday. Look at the reflection, you know?
They are very
shiny. How come you don't have a reflection of glasses? And Oscar might be able to answer that.
No glass in my frames.
Yes.
These are just for show.
Oh, you're just
They're show glasses.
Look at the reflection.
It's the thickness of the lens, I think, that attributes
no,
to it.
No, it's not the thickness of the lens. I have 20/20 from a distance. These are reading glasses. Let's get right to our talking head, one of my favorite segments we do on the Mike O'Mara Show. Her name is Jessica Baldwin. Jessica has been a fan since August of 1999 when she found the Don and Mike Show in the D.C. market while searching for talk radio. She was born in Connecticut. Hey, so was I.
Yes.
She grew up in Florida. Not me. attended Dartmouth. That's a wonderful school up there. Hancock? Hanover? New Hampshire? Well, we'll ask her. And settled in Washington, D.C. in 1999. She taught for 14 years in D.C., both public and charter schools. Just moved to Cleveland in 2013. Go Browns. And one of the only things she brought with her was her love of TMOS. Well, that's nice.
Well, that's
we had
sweet.
A great night. God, did we have a great night in Cleveland. One of the best nights for the show.
Oh, one of the best.
Ever.
One night in Cleveland.
She has a boyfriend named Bob. What about Bob?
Bob!
And two cats. Khaleesi. Oh, she's
nice.
A Game of Thrones fan. And Greyjoy. Oh, a big Game of Thrones fan. She is currently a stay-at-home school administrator for Cleveland Public Schools. Well, good for her. That's safe, and she's doing the Lord's work,
mm-hmm.
I like
Amen.
To say.
Amen.
She played the D&M match game in January of 2000, but only won $50 because no one matched her final answer of Pat Summerall's stomach. I want to say Swiss cheese was involved with that.
I think so.
Jessica flew into Washington, D.C. for one of our state theater shows. God bless you for that. Was too shy to introduce herself. Well, that's fine. She is a fruitcake enthusiast. Well, she has good taste. Ready Whip. Okay, yeah, I know a lot of people that like the whipped cream on it. And her favorite thing about TMOS is Mike's Jim Nance soliloquies. Hey, I get to do that. You just reminded me, Jessica, I get to do that in November now. You know what? I'm going to do it because you asked for it. I'm going to do a turbo one. And it'll involve confused sexuality, misogyny, latent racism, and COVID-19. And how, in fact, as I'm developing the bit right now, they will be sacrificing others for the Masters champion. Anyway,
I've got a question. Jim, are you an anti-masker?
Oh, always have been.
I know that after every tournament, don't you give your mask to a young fan?
I cut the mask in half, and I give it to two fans. There we go.
Funny.
That's funny. I like that. Let's see. Where am I here? From 1997 to 1999, she was a DJ on WFRD, Market 233, Hanover, New Hampshire, and never had any dead air. Well, God bless you. She was recently... Here's my favorite part. These bios, there's always something with
Mike, there's always something that makes me choose the letter, and this is what did it.
She was recently bitten by a raccoon and just finished up her rabies shots. We'll have to ask about that. She has had dreams of paneling on TMOS. She is on a desktop and can turn it around. You don't have to put that in there, Rob. They all know that. So that's
all right,
fine.
Just so you know.
Let's welcome Jessica Baldwin to the show.
Yay, Jessica!
Yeah!
You were bitten by a raccoon.
Rob Oscar, this is literally a dream come true. I've actually dreamed about this multiple times in various ways. So call me weird, but here we are. My dream has come true. So thank you.
Oh, God bless you. And you know, what a wonderful story. And, you know, I don't talk a lot about bits that I love doing, but the Jim Nantz bit is personally one that I love more than anything else. And it's always one that I think has a real, kind of a real select group that dig it, that get what I'm trying
narrow
to do.
Narrow casting, yeah.
So thank you for mentioning that. And now I got like half of this thinking about talking to you and half of it thinking about Jim Nantz right now with, you know, a lot of material with the new. But Robert, you've been coughing this morning. You don't have the COVID, do you?
My temperature. I'm great.
Are you okay, though? Seriously,
you sound Rob like the president.
Rob has been borderline, not Rob this morning, and I didn't want to spotlight it.
You want to do a rally this weekend?
Jessica, I just want to see if Rob's okay. I really want to make sure you're okay because
I'm
you're
fine,
not yourself 100%. This morning.
No, I'm okay. I'm great.
You don't Rob sound does
sincere.
Okay.
Rob does sincere very badly. It's just like, yep, I'm good. Everything's fine. Yep. Maddie, please back me up on this, right? A little bit
of... Yeah,
this
morning you asked how Rob was, and he just totally brushed it off. It was very strange.
It was very odd. We'll get to you later, Rob.
I'm A-okay. I assure you.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
You don't
sure.
have to hide from us. We'll support you.
Thank you, Oscar, as always, for being on my side.
Okay. And your microphone is too low, too. So
I can
whatever
fix that
is. That's good. Jessica, back to you. Dartmouth, how cool was that? That's a beautiful, beautiful campus up there in the middle of New Hampshire. That's a great school to go to. And it's the alma mater of Laura Ingraham.
Mm-hmm. And Mindy Kaling.
Oh, how nice.
Mindy Kaling, too.
Yeah.
How was your Dartmouth experience? Did you enjoy?
Yeah, it was. I chose it because I was living 10 years in South Florida as a kid. I was like, I need to get out of here. And so I was like, I remember New England fondly from being born there, having relatives up there. So and luckily, you know, Dartmouth was like the best fit for me and spent a ton of time outdoors, learned a lot, met great people. Really, I mean, and that's, you know, going to Dartmouth is like that becomes part of you. So has definitely continued.
Sure.
Yeah, what was your major?
Also, what I wanted to mention is one of the greatest commencement addresses I think you can ever hear will be Conan O'Brien speaking at Dartmouth. Don't they have a big at commencement? Don't they have a big like tree stump or something that they all? That's the lectern that they use for Dartmouth. Do they have a tree stump?
Yes,
what
right?
is the
That's Hogwarts. Are you confusing it with? I'm so sorry,
Hogwarts. So you were bitten by a raccoon. Tell me all about that.
Yes.
All right. So Labor Day weekend, my boyfriend and I, he lives about 30 miles east of Cleveland in the suburbs. And Bob. He decided for his birthday that we would camp out in his backyard because it's something that he and I enjoy doing is camping out. And so Sunday night, we got the tent set up. We went to sleep. I got up at about 3:30 for some reason and left the tent and apparently did not come back in and zip it up all the way. So fell back asleep, and at 5 a.m, I wake up to just clamping on my hand, just something just biting me, like, and I started screaming, and it was just like, it would clamp onto me, and then would let go, and then would clamp on again, and again, and again. And I'm screaming, and my boyfriend's waking up, and he's like, what is going on? Like, he's dead asleep.
Hold on,
and
hold on, saying, I have to stop you right there. So, you woke up out of a dead sleep with a unzipped tent, and what you're describing to me is a raccoon
attack
was eating you.
It was an attack, yes.
It was like looking at your hand as food.
Yes, it was the most traumatic 60 seconds of my life. And by the time like I finally was able to articulate, like, it's an animal, it's attacking me, then Bob finally got up and I couldn't see it. He saw something leaving the tent at that point. And then when he turned the lantern on, I had blood all down here. Of course, we both freaked out. He drove me to the ER. And thankfully, you know, after the ER experience, you know, I've had a I've had a really easy recovery, which is why I can joke about it now.
Right.
But the rabies were shots were absolutely no fun, because what they do when you go through your first round right after you get wounded is they inject you with immunoglobulin right into the wounds. Mm-hmm. So they inject
they put it into the wound.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yes.
Oh, and so, I thought, now, do they do them in the stomach too? Mm-hmm. Do they inject you in the stomach?
No, not anymore.
You get a shot in the arm. You get a shot in a large muscle. So I had them do it in my bottom. And then they do, just for the first round, they do the shots into the wounds. So
you've had them, Oscar? That, you've had a rabies shot?
I was attacked, and this is my fault. So
it was a listener, right?
No. Yeah, it was when we were at WJFK, when I was leaving the
Wasn't
studios.
It Mark Riddell that bit you?
No. I was right after,
he was there to see Mr. Liddy, and he attacked Oscar.
I was hammered coming back from Dr. Longshot's, who knows which bar. And I had a bag of Doritos, because you get a snack for the walk home.
Sure.
And I was alone, and I saw a dog that looked like my dog from home. But in Morgantown, there are stray dogs everywhere. And when you're sober, you just see them walking around. You're like, not my day to pet a dog. When you're hammered, you're like, come on, you want some Doritos?
Come here, buddy.
And I put my hand out for Doritos for the dog, because it looked like my dog from home, and I was hammered. And the dog would gnawed at my wrist first, and then stole my Doritos. And I remember walking home to my roommates, who had just gotten home from another bar.
Right.
And they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what do you mean? And there's blood all over me.
Wow.
Ended up going and getting the shots back then in the stomach.
Oof.
Very painful.
Well, yeah, how long was the treatment for the rabies?
So I had to get a shot on day 3 after the wounds, after the bite, a shot on day 7, and then another shot on day 14. Yeah. Thankfully, they were all in the arm, and it was like no big deal. It just was an inconvenience. And so
thankfully,
I was really swollen for a few days. And then it, started to heal up really well. So I feel very grateful that it was just a fleeting moment and it's passed and I don't have any ill effects from it.
You know, one of the things that I truly appreciate about this Talking Head segment, and what has really been a moment of enlightenment for me, is the fact that our listeners are smarter than we are, which really a cool thing, that we get to flap our gums, and the people that are smarter out there in radio land consume what we do. She's not going to tell you this because she's being modest, but that is no small accomplishment getting into Dartmouth. Dartmouth is a tough school to get into. I can say that because the list of colleges that rejected Mike O'Mara is a stack of phone books. You can just stack it up there. And then I limped into a tiny school called Marist College, where Bill O'Reilly went, because
you're his roommate,
dumb to get into a good school too. And then I transferred into American University, and that was my last chance transfer school too. I didn't get it. Here's the list. All right, I'm going to go down the list right now. Syracuse, Ithaca, Boston University, all School of Communications, all. Yeah. No.
Emerson.
So when we get somebody that goes to a nice school like Dartmouth, I think it's a truly big deal. And it's funny when you say you didn't come up to us at the live show, but you have the stones to come on and panel, and you're doing a great job, obviously. And you were a DJ. So what was your DJ experience like? Because you did that obviously when you were at school, right?
I did. So as a kid, I loved radio. It was something that was just, I listened to radio all the time. I was obsessed with Casey Kasem. I would record on my cassette player, countdowns. It was just something that I always loved. And I followed the DJs, that were local and all of that. Pop radio, rock radio, that sort of thing.
Sure.
When I got to college, there were two radio stations. There was an AM station, which was your eclectic college rock, music kind of
station. Freeform.
And then there was a commercial station owned by the college, but it is run commercially. And, with the ads and the promos and the playlists and everything. So very structured, very standardized. And that is, I met someone who's still a good friend today, who was the music director at the station. He's like, oh yeah, anyone can come in and, audition to be on the FM station. Like, you don't have to have any experience or anything. So my sophomore year, I took the plunge and took a shift, and I just stayed on for 2 more years after that. So it became, you know, that was something that that's I spent fun. A good time.
But what if you stayed with Adam and didn't go into education? You might be in the radio business. Let me do something that I think you'll enjoy. Would you like to hear something special? I'm going to do this just for you. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, everybody, that does it for me, Mike O'Mara. Coming up next, Jessica Baldwin on Power 105 WAVA. She'll tell you all about getting bit by a raccoon. Love will keep us together. That's right, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm having a great time.
I'm going to isolate that and put it on myself. More music, more fun.
Everybody, what a great afternoon it is. Friday, Jessica Baldwin's got a very special guest. He's an infectious disease doctor.
Oh, good.
Specializing in raccoon bites. Jessica will be taking you through the evening hours right here on Power 105 WAVA. And she'll be joined also by her boyfriend, Bob.
Bob.
Who likes capping in his backyard, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, don't leave the tent unzipped. That could result in a real problematic weekend.
Green-eyed lady.
Nice.
That's it. I'm done.
Nice. Perfect. Well done. You know what I love about her story as while you're talking radio is that she actually found the show. Back then it was the Don and Mike show. Just by going up and down the dial. You don't see that anymore because people seek out podcasts and based on topic, but she actually just landed on the Don and Mike show. And do you remember what drew you to it or what was your favorite part about it?
So I was, you know, I was in my first year of employment, of teaching. Right. I was commuting back and forth from Virginia to DC. And, you know, I was scrolling through stations and something, you know, a show I used to listen to when I was in high school was The Love Doctors, which is out of West Palm Beach.
The Love Doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. And so I used to really enjoy that. And it was a show where they would take live calls all the time. And I really liked hearing them talk about their lives and taking the live calls and getting into the listener's business and telling them when they were stupid. And when I landed on 106.7, I heard a similar thing. So I stayed with it. And then I just stayed with it forever after that.
We did that a lot. We did that
a lot.
I'll tell you what's great is to, you know, we've done it and old habits die hard. And we've done different incarnations of phone calls on the show. And I just can't help myself. And it's difficult to call a radio show because they've got the rhythm going and then suddenly you're thrust into the fray. But, you know, it's fun. I can't lie. It's fun to get somebody that's on there going, and then you make fun. And that's what we did a lot of. Hey, I wanted to ask you about where you were born because it says here we've got so much in common. We have a New England connection. And by the way, I've been to the campus of Dartmouth. My father's best friend was a Dartmouth grad. Ike Sheehan, Mr. Sheehan was up there, and that's the story.
Is he Is he related to Bill?
No, just another Irish guy.
So he just went around with all the Irish people.
Yeah, well, Ike Sheehan was lived outside of where Dartmouth was, but went to Holy Cross where my father was. These Irish Catholic guys, they went to Holy Cross, and so Ike Sheehan would go up there and. I remember Mr. Sheehan was going to the football game and I was in the car with him and he had a flask and he took a flask out of his jacket and he was taking a pull on the flask. And I said, "What's in that? What is in that, Mr. Sheehan?" He says, "Quiet, quiet, young man. I'll break your neck." I remember that. That was just a memory. Neck. So where in Connecticut were you born, Jessica?
I was born in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, and my father was born in New Haven, Connecticut. And you left for Florida a short time after that then?
Yeah, when I was 8 years old, my mother and stepfather moved us down to South Florida, and my grandparents followed. But now the only people left in South Florida are my mother and sister. Everybody else is either passed on or back in Connecticut. But I remembered it fondly as a kid of, you know, like the towns we lived in were Ansonia, Derby, Seymour, what they called the Valley. So it's a really interesting enclave and of Connecticut and of the United States, because I really haven't found any other towns just like those. They're
Connecticut, I don't talk about it a lot. I don't talk about how magnificent a state it is. I mean, it really, I think people think a couple of things about Connecticut. They think that it's
New York City suburbs primarily. It's really not. It's got a lot going on. And there are these amazing little towns all over the state.
We can pass on Hartford, right?
Well, I mean, I was 10 minutes outside. Shut up. I was, you know, I'm sorry. It wasn't La Paz, but, you know, it was right outside.
I just drove through Hartford. I said, there it is, insurance capital of America.
It's there Hartford. It is. It's not as great as Olney. I tell you what,
I don't claim Olney. You hear me talking about Olney too much?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's
small.
On the border.
I'm never going back.
I'm never going back to Olney.
But anyway, you know, I have fond memories. I took my son to, you know, my hometown when we drove through coming back from Maine, and it was very, very cool. And it's just cool. You know, when you talk about going to a live show and making the trek to a live show, I miss those so much, and I really hope that we can get back to doing those next year and getting in touch with our listeners. Have you been plugged into anybody in the TMOS nation, as we like to call it? Because a lot of people,
Americans,
the Americans, they get together. Have you found that at all?
You know, I've been a silent observer. I've been in the fan club and the Facebook group for forever. I'm just more of a lurker, and I just observe what's going on, and that's sort of just my personality. And so, no, I haven't made personal connections, but maybe I can after this.
Oh, that is so
I think if you leave your tent unzipped, they'll come to you.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll find Dirk Vastrick at about 5:30 in the morning gnawing on your arm.
Oh, no.
That will happen. I wanted to ask you about your job because you are doing the administration work in, let me see, where is it? In
Cleveland
now? In Cleveland, and you're doing that from home. Where does, I'm trying to think of the map that I saw this morning. I always look at you pretty damn close to the red areas with this COVID. Where do things stand? And you're doing great work, but it has got to be tough to run, you know, anything to do with education in an online basis. I mean, it was tough for my kid. We put him back in school. Where are things for you, and how's it going for you?
So right now our district is fully remote, and that was something that was decided back in July, that it was, you know, our Board of Education and our superintendent really, you know, with all of the information we had, it was just the best way to go. So we and he's been interviewed on a lot of national networks and stuff to talk about our technology gap with our students, and that, you know, what we had to do between the time we made that decision and the time we opened schools in September was to make sure that every student had a device and that every family had internet access. And in Cleveland, where the digital divide is huge, and it's the highest poverty city in the nation right now, that was a huge challenge. So, but you know, our community has stepped up, our teachers have stepped up to learn something, you know, to learn how to teach remotely, which many of them had never ever done before. I personally have never taught remotely before. I would not be able to do what they do. So every day we're working on how can we continue to make today's experience better for our students and our teachers and our schools, and what are we going to do for the future? So we're currently working on what we're going to do in November, but ultimately it will come down to, you know, input from all kinds of people all over Cleveland to say, you know, are we ready to come back and to school in any capacity? So we're working on that right now.
Do you
Oscar,
mind?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you had a question.
I'm sorry. I don't think enough people understand and know what the digital divide means, because it's just a buzzword for a lot of people. Do you just mind elaborating on that? I mean, I understand what it means, but I don't think everybody.
I know it because I've had a kid that's done virtual. Mm-hmm. So
it's so hard.
I mean, it's so difficult.
But just for our audience.
Sure. So there are many families with children here in Cleveland where there is not only not a good internet access even in the neighborhood, but even if there was, it would be difficult to afford. So our district did purchase hotspots, and we're working with other organizations across the city to get hotspots for every family, and, you know, making sure that they have a year of service on that. So we also, and when it came to devices, with kids having computers or iPads, you know, you've got a group of kids who do, and you have a group of kids who don't. And really, it really is like dictated almost by your geography. And so because of that, you know, our school district has taken on the ownership of making sure that this gap is covered. Whereas, you know, you might not think that's a school system's responsibility, but in these days, it actually is. And it shows you how much communities rely on their public schools to do things for
absolutely
for them, how integral they are.
I'm and so glad you know
that's
that.
Why I continue to work in public schools, is because that's something I truly believe in, that the school and the public schools can really be a driver of change in a community. And so this is one example of that.
And, you know, Carrie works in the public school system in Loudoun County. And I'm going to tell you that down here, our experience has been, in spite of lack of leadership in the state of Florida, our school system down here has been doing a terrific job as well. And the digital divide, when you're talking about, you know, and hey, privileged folks that might be listening to me right now, some people don't realize that, you know, there are entire communities that don't have anywhere near the level of connectivity and connection via Wi-Fi and internet connections that that we do in so much of this country.
Yeah,
we totally take it for granted. Uh-huh. And it's just amazing the work you guys do. I have such respect for people that are educating our children right now and going beyond. That's what the school systems are doing right now.
Yep.
And that's why it's great to have an educator on, because they are going beyond what they are told to do, because they're really, in many states, not getting that kind of direction and leadership, and certainly not getting the financial help that they need with this.
True.
So they're doing it with smoke and mirrors and getting it done. And, you know, we need to reinvigorate our public school systems down here. I'm so proud of teachers and so grateful that we have them, because, you know, we did virtual and she was doing a great job wrangling those first grade kittens. You should have seen it. I mean, it's just
horrible.
Like, you know, really, it would have been cats. You know, you see 15 pictures up on the screen, meow, 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 and it's going like that. It was crazy. Well, Jessica, speaking of cats, next time we have you on the show, we'll get you on to talk about Game of Thrones and your cats, Khaleesi and Greyjoy.
Now, was not Khaleesi named after Oscar's cat, right?
Yeah, I was inspired by, I thought, Oscar, that name was just brilliant.
Aww.
And when I adopted my first cat when I got to Cleveland, I'm like, her name has to be Khaleesi.
It was, and you kept it for more than 10 days. I thought that was
yours.
Very good. Yeah, nice. Very good.
And pass along. Pass along to your boyfriend Bob that a real camping trip is when you get in the car and drive to a camping area, not his backyard, because when he goes into his backyard, that's when the raccoons bite his girlfriend.
Exactly.
It's very
bad.
But, Jessica, God bless. Thank you very much. We'll see you at the next live show, I hope, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I am this was an experience of a lifetime. So thank you.
Another 10,
so
another fantastic
thank
talking
you.
My favorite segment of the week. We will start the show right now. Rob Spiewak. Thank you, Jessica.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka.
You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka.
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make.
Wonka.
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I should get off the boat, Wonka.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I can take a joke, but this has gone too far.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
He's singing.
Which direction we are going.
Oh, he's nuts.
Yeah,
there's
nuts.
No knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Kids movie.
Yep.
Oh, make him stop, Daddy!
Wonka, does he go far enough? Quite right, sir. Stop the boat!
We're there.
Where?
Here. A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
All ashore!
Get me off this crate!
Now, why don't they show stuff like that on TV?
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along at a fabulous Friday get-together. Paradise, Montana, North South Carolina, Pixley, California, Pickering Beach, Delaware, Corona, Queens, New York, and Bouillon, Belgium. Welcome to Bouillon. We have your room ready, if you would like. We have a bowl of soup. We have a tiny bowl of consommé that we would like to serve you. And then dinner is served promptly at 7 p.m. where we will have soup. And then we have soup for breakfast, soup for lunch. And, of course, tomorrow evening is our soup buffet.
Welcome all the soup you can eat.
Bouillon, Belgium. Our show today brought to you by My Bookie. I know Oscar's been going out of his mind.
Yes, yes.
We're calling Oscar a professional gambler. Football, baby. Week 5 happening, plus postseason baseball and the Lakers and the Heat. That can only mean one thing. It's winning season at My Bookie. My Bookie, My Bookie, My Bookie. You got to use it this weekend. You're going to have fun. A game is, Rob has done the math. 300 yes. times more exciting when you put some money on it.
I showed the work. It's absolutely true.
And by the way, it did well for me. Thank you, Tim.
Yay.
Thank you. Even to my New York Giants, who still managed to lose, but did what we like to call, in betting parlance, covered the spread.
I like when you use the parlance, guys. Mike. Good parlance.
Whether you bet with your heart or with your head, MyBookie is your best bet of the season. They made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match, all the way up to $1,000. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. You got the NFL, you got NBA, you got MLB, the Dodgers, the Rays, the Yankees. All play. Padres are gone, right? Padres out.
Out.
Out. Get in on it. The most exciting way to support TMOS is by supporting MyBookie. Football fans, remember, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry fee, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. It's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie, have some fun. Now, why are you calling yourself a professional gambler?
Yeah.
Tell me that, Oscar Santana.
Mike, our engagement with MyBookie has been multiple seasons now. I would say this is our second long engagement with MyBookie. And I got to tell you that in the past, I would maybe pick a couple of Nikki's picks and Edwin. We wouldn't really discuss it that
much. Would you stop in and play some blackjack occasionally? I love that. I love the blackjack.
Yeah, same deal, right?
Yeah.
So with the casino, that's something for sports, it's always been kind of even within my entire broadcasting career, it's been not necessarily always a blind spot, but I was always surrounded with people that were so obsessed with it that it just kind of turned me off to it. And then in our radio show of Big O and Dukes, the characters were like, I went out to clubs and I didn't really care about sports, and I was a little more
bottle service
of a metrosexual than just like your man's man. And we would play off of that and actually brand ourselves. So it perpetuated my lack of knowledge of sports. But now I am all in because of MyBookie. So much so that I'm at work looking at the end of the day. I'm like, all right, what type of action do I want to get into just so I can have something to look forward to in the evening? Because I need that action.
Spreads?
Yes. I love it. I love it.
You know, I'm like,
Mike,
let me tell you why.
You learned that from you, Mike, looking for the action. That's if we're in Reno, if we're in Vegas, anywhere.
All about the action, baby.
You want the action, baby.
All always bet action. Responsibly. My parlays are a disaster. That's fine.
Well, I am betting responsibly. I bet the NFL responsibly last weekend because I did the John Turturro out of Rounders betting, you know, where I would look and go, you know, oh, you didn't make the wild bet with your heart. No, my kids eat.
Like the first time you and I came back from Vegas and our wives greeted us and we could quote verbatim the little sign that was by the ATM machine in the casino. If you have a problem,
call this number.
Almost knew the number by heart.
Yes, we had maxed out. It was not good.
God, it was terrible.
But they make it easy. It makes watching yesterday. Well, yesterday's game was a disaster for me.
Yesterday's game?
Last night? Oh, Tampa Bay let us down because he let the Chicago Bears take him down.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Tampa got beaten by the Bears.
Yes.
How many points did Tampa score?
They had a 3.5 spread last night. They won by
20-19.
Yeah, 20-19.
Okay,
Tampa lost.
Let me play you the end of the game. People are saying that Brady has lost his edge. He thought it was third down, and it was fourth down. They give it up on downs, and he looks to the sideline and holds up four fingers like, what are we going to do? Here's the actual coverage
from last night. He needed 5 yards. All he needed is 5 yards.
This is the coverage from last night's game.
Fourth down and five. Brady.
The way Brady reacted and hold up his fourth, I think he thought it was third down.
And Brady's still standing out there. But that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And Brady's finally being told that's it.
Brady lost the down.
Poor Tampa. Barely.
Oh, poor nonsense. Tampa. Nonsense. It's Tom Brady. No one down
they
it is.
They got beat by the Bears.
Yeah,
no,
come
what
on.
I'm saying is poor Tampa because they get Brady when he's challenged now.
Old man, Brady.
That sucks. I'm the biggest football fan of this group, and I was like, I was watching Catch Me If You Can.
The game ended late. Yeah, it's probably way past your bedtime. It was later on. And
I was watching Frank Abagnale, and that moved into my top 10. That's a movie I never avoid. That is a fantastic film.
In the post game, they said, what was it like when you forgot the down? He says, a mouse falls into a bucket of cream.
Two mice fall into a bucket of cream. One mouse gives up and rounds, and the other mouse struggles and moves his little legs around.
I have a question for you.
Yes. All right.
Does a true gambler...
Gambling.
Does he get mad when he loses?
Yeah.
Of course.
What's the fun? What's the fun of rooting for sports if you don't get pissed off? By the way, the people that don't invest emotionally in sports... You're missing the whole point of sports.
Right.
Sports is competition. That's the fun part. You know, the people are like, well, I don't take it too seriously. It doesn't affect me. Yeah, it affects me. Yeah, I bring you to Mike O'Mara circa 2000 through 2003 and the agony of the boss. No, I'm sorry. Let me start. Let's go back to 1967.
Sure.
When I was eight, 9 years old, and then the way through 1986. And 1975, and the 2003 Aaron Boone home run in the ALCS. I am talking about agony. I went through agony. And then when in 2004, as I'm sitting in my bar, and Carla gets pissed off at me because I kissed one of my waitresses right on the mouth, and I didn't mean to. It was just a moment of exuberance.
I don't think that has ever been revealed.
Yeah, that's a brand new story.
Carla hated it. I was just like, yay, like that, because everybody was all happy. You're a bad man, and I'm not continuing. I shouldn't have mentioned that, but I was like, but I call my mom. I go into the office, and I call my mom. I'm like, it's your heart. It's your soul.
And even your mom said, don't kiss the help.
You too.
Aren't you dating too, boy. That young girl?
Hey, you guys. Hey, Carla.
Michael, did she do the thing where she ties her blouse under her breast?
I don't
know
if she's working out. She shuts the door and works out.
Are they still wearing kilts?
What are they doing? Is it a short skirt, dear?
Carla's left me. She's no longer in the house.
Call the waitress.
I'm faking that whole thing.
Mike, that's different than gambling. With knowing that you've gambled.
Yeah, because you root with your heart, but Oscar's betting with his head.
You put emotion into it. That's the whole point of it. It's an emotional rush.
But
to have you're gambling. Look, a lot of people are gambling. Maybe some people are out there with point spreads.
You're talking
and
to him.
Doing the Nicky Diamond thing. But I'm telling you, ultimately, the passion comes in where it's your paycheck too, where it's your money coming in.
Nobody
but you're always emotional about it.
My kids.
Nobody wants to.
I'll give you an example. So I'm down, I was down roughly $90 last week over the past 3 weeks.
Stings,
and,
man.
And Nicky Niven. And I said, F it. I'm just going to put I had a parlay that went sideways. I'm just going to make one more bet. And it was a long shot. And I made $100 within a day.
Right.
And the guys at work were like, they were pumped. They're like, how did you decide? Like, well, this is, they were so excited. Like, you're back, baby, you're back. And I looked at them. I was like, I can't get too high. I can't get too low because if I get too high, the lows are going to be even worse. So I
it's fun.
It's fun when you win. It's terrible when you lose.
Well, no, but you can have the fun. But what you have to do, and Big Daddy loved to bet on stuff, okay? My whole family has always been wagers.
Wasn't it more like cockfighting, though, in the backyard?
Well, that was just the neighbors.
Big Daddy would shuck the corn and then, you know, and then have the big cockfight.
But the thing we always said was, if you like, take the amount of money, say, you would take if you went out to a nice dinner. And you allow that for betting. If you lose it, you're out. And if you're up, you're up. And so you can still be emotional, yeah. But just don't, again, be responsible. Don't read the plaque.
Yeah, but I'm not going up the stairs and then, you know, being grumpy around my wife because Tom didn't realize it was a fourth down, right?
And right, it was right, over. Right.
Uh-huh. So I go upstairs. She goes, you're so into that game. I said, yeah, didn't work out. Looks like Brady's over. He can't even remember what down he's in.
We got to give the Peloton back.
Like he's done. She goes, why aren't you mad? And I'm like, well, because, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, I don't know enough about sports to be mad about making a bet that maybe or maybe not it's going to work. Right. That was a 3.5 spread. And if they would have won, it would have been maybe by 2 points or even one. So I would have lost either way. So I already maybe I absorb the loss when I look at the seconds on the clock and I
You'd
know
set
they,
the
and,
table
and
You'd
if
set
they
the
kick
table
a
for
field
loss,
goal,
yeah.
I'm still going to lose.
Right,
right. And then it makes me think. This is where I go completely sideways. Where I'm like, man, if Tampa lost this time, Brady's going to go home and he's going to be a big grump around Giselle. And she's going to look at him and say, stop being a loser. I didn't marry a loser. So right. Then I'm already looking at next week in the matchup being like, oh, he's going to come out guns ablaze. He's going to hit like 6 touchdowns. It's going to be a record and he's going to cover any sort of spread. That's the way the mind works.
Well, since we were talking about this, I decided to go to the Mike O'Mara Show page and hop on old MyBookie. And yes. There goes... There it is, $25 going to my New York Giants to cover the spread against the Dallas Cowboys.
How many
Dallas
points?
Dallas Cowboys win by more than a touchdown and a field goal, then I'm screwed. But there you are. There
I don't know,
is.
Mike, in the what NFC the East, I'm not sure anybody can win this
Oh, I didn't confirm
weekend.
Yet. The spread's 8.5 points.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, they'll bone me. But I have this fantasy that my New York Giants are in some way just maybe coming into their own. They're getting pissier. They're it's confirmed.
Well, the division's up there for grabs because everybody's terrible.
Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody sucks. Oh, there goes.
I love this early
I
in the
nice
season.
I had a nice little bankroll and now I'm watching it go wop, 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 wop. But,
until
we'll
you hit. Until you hit.
Yeah. I love that it's this early in the season and I guess the leaders in the NFC East have a tie. A tie is what
a
puts
loser
them
tie.
A loser yeah. tie at the top of the
loser
division.
Tie.
Nice.
By the way, a 13.5 point spread, which they had last week against the Rams, that was a valuable spread. These 8.5 point, 7.5 point, you know, one touchdown spreads. What are they doing for me? Come on. Come on, Shelly.
Come on.
We'll see what happens. That might be it for me this week.
I think
it might be a one team.
No,
pony.
Nicky's bets this week are strong, and he's due. The man, if you go season for season for season, he's got a winning record. He is due. This is just
love
like
me
when
that 4 o'clock
when,
game.
When John
love
Anthony
me that 4 o'clock
when
game.
John Anthony went dry for that for Two for the Money. Was that the movie? What was the movie? I don't even remember. The gambling movie with Al Pacino and the Buick the Oldsmobile, the Cadillac, the Lincoln guy. Who's the actor who has the Lincoln commercials?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. What was the money called? Two for the Money? Is that what it was called?
It was the movie. The movie was Paramount Pictures. All right.
Great film. Great
That's
film.
What it was called. It
John
was
That's fantastic. When he talks about the mice and the cream, right?
Yeah. He went through a
two
drought.
Mice went to my bookie and decided to hop on. The one mouse bet on the Giants and sank in the cream. And the other mouse was a Cowboy fan and made butter and crawled out.
Ouch.
Crawled out.
Ouch.
I'm not giving up my son. We got to take a break. Anyway, that's it. We have a special guest joining us coming up next. Rob, you'll take it from here. Just get the line running. This is a gentleman that I guess it says where the campaign is at because this particular gentleman has not really called us but apparently wants to do a rally in Florida this weekend. And I'm talking about the man, the leader of the free world, will be our very special guest coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. no matter where I am in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't you wish that you were in early on some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? With our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early. That's the key to the kingdom.
Yep.
Overcrowd investors have benefited from companies IPOing like Beyond Meat or being bought by companies like Intel, Nike, Microsoft, and Oracle. Our crowd's investment professionals leverage their extensive network to review some of the most promising private companies and startups in the world. Oscar is all in. You will be too. Today you can join our crowd's investment in Mimic. Mimic explains that their tiny robotics allows surgeons to be less invasive and safely perform gynecological surgeries so women heal faster and have less scarring. Mimic is a much-needed innovation in the rapidly growing multi-billion-dollar robotic surgery market. You can get in early on Mimic and other unique opportunities at ourcrowd.com/TMOS. If you're interested in investing, you need to join Our Crowd. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to ourcrowd.com/TMOS and get started today and be like so many of the people that we envy out there that get in early. It's Our Crowd, new fine sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we're very, very, very excited. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
You know, it's been a big week, Oscar. Everyone was watching The Fly on the vice presidential debate, but we're still due for another presidential debate. And I'm not so sure it's going to happen, but there's only one man who can really tell us if it's going to happen or if it's not going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, of course you're on the phone.
How are you? How's it going?
How are you doing, Donald?
I've never felt better, Rob. I feel strong. I'm really excited about the idea of doing this rally. It's going to be special. It's going to be good. How am I sounding, Oscar?
No, you don't sound healthy. So yeah, it sounds accurate.
I am healthy. I am strong. I'm looking forward to doing a rally this weekend in Florida. And I think it's going to be special and good. And
Mr. President.
It wasn't a week ago that you were in the hospital, Mr. President.
Strong and good and strong. Yeah,
please take a moment to clear your throat.
I'm very excited. My Dr. Connolly has told me that he has never seen anybody with the COVID recover as fast as I have. I've beaten it. There's nothing. What's all the hubbub about? I don't understand. I'm going to be doing a...
Oh, dear.
Mr. President, thank you for making the time to join us here on the program.
Yes, via phone, just like when you do the Today Show via phone.
Yeah, yesterday I watched you. Yes. I was watching Hannity and
Sean Hannity, a great American. Yes. A great American. I've known Sean Hannity for a very long time. He is a truly great American hero.
Is he one of your favorite Americans?
I would love to have Sean come to my rally in Florida, but I'm not sure he's going to be able to make it. But I love
You know who might be good for your rally,
Sean.
Mr. President? We found out on today's episode that Jim Nance is an anti-masker.
Oh, what a great, great broadcaster. I love Jim Nance. I love watching him do the golf telecast. I watch that on the television all the time. And he's another one that's doing a really, really nice job. I like Jim Nance. I like Sean Hannity. I like all the Trump administration. And by the way, I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
You're not going to debate?
What's the need for a virtual? What's the point? What's the point of doing a virtual debate?
Well,
really no need.
There's a cough button. That's the one thing you can have.
Sure.
No one will know when you push it.
I don't need a cough button. I'm feeling better than a...
Oh.
I'm feeling better than I did when I was 25.
That was 50 years ago.
Mr.
Yes, hello.
Mr. President, and please.
I'm here. Hold on. Just 1 second, please. All right.
Yeah.
There we are. Hi, Rob. Hi, Oscar.
I wish you had like a space bar you could hit to mute or something, because you don't sound well.
That's static interference on the phone line. Lots of cables and special. You know, we have to have special communications on the lines here at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Are you in the Oval Office right now?
With the cable, I'm in the Oval Office right now. Oh, here comes my breakfast. Hold on, just a second. Oh, thank you, Pop Tarts.
Oh.
Thank you, Butler. Shake.
Butler.
Shake my hand.
Oh, no.
Can I lick your hand?
Mr. President,
the
American public is concerned because we haven't seen you. We've just seen your tweets, and now we hear you.
I've been busy working in the Oval Office and in the White House living quarters. And I'm doing the work of the people. And I'm very, you know, that wimp. Have you seen Joe Biden in his basement?
Joe Biden,
living in his basement. He's not doing the work of the people. He's just hiding.
Hiding.
In his basement. What a weak man.
What of your feud with the Lincoln Project, specifically Steve Schmidt?
Yes, I
saw that back.
Steve Schmidt, he is a loser.
Oh, dear.
He's a giant loser. I mean, really, he's got more hair on his chin than he does on top. On top of his head. I mean, give me a break, okay? All those guys, they couldn't cut it in the Republican Party, so now they're attacking Donald Trump, who's Superman and has beaten the COVID-19. I'm sorry. I beat it. I beat it, okay? There's no need to make a fuss about it. Deal with it.
So are you back at 100%? You were working yesterday? How many blank pieces of paper? How many pieces of paper did you sign?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I dropped a pen on the floor.
Oh, dear.
I dropped a pen on the floor.
He dropped a pen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. All right, here we go. Okay. All better now. All better now. I've got my pen. I got a MAGA pen. It's a MAGA pen.
Now that you have your pen, how many blank pieces of paper did you sign yesterday?
That's the fake news media wants you to think I was doing a fake signing.
I saw that.
I was practicing my signature, which have you ever seen how large it is? I want
Huge.
It to be perfect. I want it to be perfect.
Mr. President, what of the rumors that you wanted to deport the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head?
That fly. You know what? That fly, Mike Pence is a great American patriot. He didn't even flinch when that fly landed on his head. And I was so proud of him. I almost got emotional with that fly. It was spectacular. And
I read on the newspaper it was a Chinese fly.
You know, that's not funny, Rob. I know your jokes and your craziness. You're the fake media. Hey, listen, I got to go. I got to go on Fox and Friends, but I wanted to say one thing to you guys.
Yes.
Look for the rally. We are going to take the whole crew down there. Everyone's coming. Kaylee McEnany, Stephen Miller, and we're going to be going to Phlegm, Florida. It's a little town outside of Orlando. I know you've never heard of it, but
what's
we're
it
going
called?
To be doing Phlegm.
Phlegm, Florida?
Florida.
And you'll be at the Droplet Arena, right?
At the Droplet Arena in Airborne County. I hope you all can attend. It'll be the biggest, largest, massive, most successful rally in the history of my administration. God bless you. And God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye-bye.
Oscar, I might drive down for the rally. I hear that Steve Doocy is the opening act. I think his line is still open.
I'm taking the commercial, Rob.
We're back after this. More fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's your pies on, Paulie. In my neighborhood, when you said fruitcake, that meant that crazy Dominic was at it again. But in TMOS land, Rob Spiewak's phenomenal fruitcakes are back, baby. Right in time for the upcoming holidays. And make sure you get extras for your mother, your father, or even your gumada. So head over to the MichaelMaraShow.com, click on the fruitcake banner, and get the deluxe or the super premium. And that comes with a lot of extra goodies. Do it today, or you'll be sorry. Now, let's return to Chico and the Man, already in progress.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike,
everybody.
You missed it. The president was here.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority. Am I right?
Right.
But feeling sloppy eventually gets old, and no one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in your old sweats. That's why I'm so excited about our partner, Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants.
Look at
them!
They're
more stylish than sweatpants. He's got them on again, ladies and gentlemen. And they're a great alternative to jeans. Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, and everywhere in between. And Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now, listen to this.
Yes.
They have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS, and all you have to do is use that code. You know it, you love it, TMOS, to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled R-E-C, and use the promo code TMOS for 10% off, and you can start looking like Mr. Oscar Santana, ladies and gentlemen.
True story, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
When we got on the call with Public Rec,
yeah,
I had just, even before they were a sponsor, I had just purchased four pants from them.
Four pairs of pants.
That Rob knows this because when we
four pants legs.
Yeah,
four pant legs.
Actually,
eight pairs, but four.
Yes, I understand.
I actually took a screenshot of the receipt where I paid full price and didn't get the discount. You get the discount now.
Right on.
That, and I sent it back to the agency. I said, "This is crazy. I just spent all this money on these pants."
Yeah.
So I've been a believer since day one. You're going to love them. Absolutely.
You're going to love them. Public Rec. Fantastic. And real quick, we have a quick break here before we get Oscar's take for the week, ladies and
Oscar's
gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
Thank you. And we actually, I mentioned yesterday that I had to cram the show in and get it done early because I had a virtual doctor's visit. I'd like to announce to anybody that's gone through this, it's nice to know that the doctor, even when it's a virtual visit, can still make you wait for 40 minutes. It's still exhilarating that you can sit here and let me take you through the process. All right.
Not okay.
My doctor is a great guy. I have a good relationship with him. He's a nice man. He's thorough. He's competent. He does a nice job. But, you know, waiting is waiting, and I'm getting pissed. I get pissed real quick when I have to wait for anything, much less, you know, a doctor's
visit. I've never seen that.
They have a link. They're so thorough with this software and this telephone software that they use now where they remind you, they make you confirm, they call you the day before physically, they send you a text with a link, they say, check out the way this power system works. I don't even, it was like the my plan or something. It was some new Zoom Skype type of call that I go on.
Myplan.au is what it is.
So I'm sitting there, we get done with the show at like 11:25, my appointment's 11:30, and I say to myself, well, I'm going to show off for the doc. I got a pretty nice little setup here for a video conference.
Sure.
I don't need to like use my phone or a computer camera for this. I'm going to use my whole setup that I use with the backdrop and everything. So thus begins me disengaging from everything we have here. And and so I click on the link. And then I put the link over on one of my computers, and then I open it up. And for whatever reason, of course, it's not recognizing my camera.
Right.
And I go over to another computer. To make a long story short, I switch this. And by the way, as I'm doing this, I've already logged in on my phone where I have logged in and I'm just watching to see if the doctor shows up on the phone. But while he's doing that, I want to make sure that I've got my other computer ready to go. And this takes about 15, 20 minutes, which burns up the time that I would normally be sitting there going...
Exactly. Yeah.
Still drumming my fingers. And it's so frustrating. I'm so pissed off. And then finally, at about the half hour mark, I get everything set.
30 minutes? That's and so long.
Well, it's a long time to wait for the doctor, but I'm dicking around with the camera and getting my camera right. And I
at
finally get
busy.
This loaded.
Yeah.
And then I finally call. But in the meantime, when I was doing all this, I had my wife call too. She called and they said, he'll be with you in 10 to 15 minutes. So 10 to 15 minutes goes by. Then it's the top of the hour. Then it's 12 noon. Then I call and I said, listen, and I lie. I say, I've got a very, very important business meeting coming up in 10 minutes. And I need to know.
Don't you know who I used to be?
So I was like,
Hold on a second, Mr. O'Meara. The doctor said he'd be with you in 10 to 10 minutes unless you want to wait till after your business call. Then you can call him.
So in a way,
so they
it's
threw
calling
it back
the bluff,
in your
but
face.
Not calling my bluff. But I say, well, I can wait the 10 minutes. As, you know, what am I doing? I'm sitting there picking my ass, just sitting here waiting for the doctor to call. And so I wait 10 minutes, and I'm sitting there, and I'm really like showing off and getting my shot right and getting the light right.
Right.
And so about 10 after 12, the phone rings. And he FaceTimes me.
Like
all that bullshit that I go through. And doctor above it all calls me on FaceTime. And I yell at him. I said, so what the hell are you doing calling me on FaceTime? I used your software.
Yeah, yeah.
I loaded your software on my computer to do your virtual meeting. He's a funny guy. He's so chill. That's what he's a much younger guy than I am. He's very chill. He goes, you want me to go on that one? I said, yeah. And it's like, but that's the way he is, right?
Yeah.
And so he gets on mine. And after that, 45 minutes, you know, by the long and short of it, it was an hour that should have been 15 minutes. And I was done. And yes, I know I'm fat. I know I have to lose weight. Thank you very much. That was great.
He might as well have just written you a letter.
Right. If you want to know, it was a review of the blood work, everything through the roof. Happy to say it. Yeah. Happy to, you know, yes, sir. Salute, everybody. Fantastic news. Yes, sir. That's right. I'll be having a ice cream or a piece of cake in the year 2024. Thank you very much. Yes.
Mike, I want you to know, Oscar, Mike is up. He's alert. And he had a few bites of cake.
It was a great
appointment.
Hats off to the sugars, everybody. We will take a break and we will come back with Oscar's take. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020. Rookie champion Michael William O'Meara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow.
Dong pillow.
Flat tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the TMOS Bonus Show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, it's in the Declaration of Independence,
people.
We are all created equal. I'd like to urge you to get out there and vote. Politicians and billionaires have one vote. So do you. That makes you as powerful as one of them. Have we ever had an experience where more people were paying attention to it now? This is your opportunity to control what happens in your community,
yes,
your state, this nation. We had a wonderful educator on earlier on the show. You know, voting matters, even at the local level. It's your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered. Please do it right now. This is when I want you to do it. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state if you can. We are dropping off our mail-in ballots at the Registrar of Voters office today. All the information that you need and the information we found about how to mail in vote in Florida is found at vote.org. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizenry of the United States of America. Now, without further ado, as we mentioned before, I give you, respectfully, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, I know you like fast food. And you like
I love
the maneuver.
Fast food.
You like that.
Yes.
Fast, give you
fast.
A stat that I'd like you to comment on here. McDonald's sells, are you ready for this? More than 75 hamburgers every second.
Second.
Every second.
Wow.
To be exact, the company sells more than 75 hamburgers every second. This is roughly 4,500 burgers every minute, 270,000 every hour, 6.48 million every day, and 2.36 billion burgers every year. You know, you think about that. It's just an overwhelming statistic, isn't it?
Think of the pickles alone.
This is fresh and top of mind.
Yes.
As yesterday, as Mike knows, I've been making a big deal off air about going running. And
yes.
When you go running,
I think we all know this.
You get hungrier. And I was like, I deserve McDonald's. I ran twice in the last week. Why not?
Sure.
And I went to McDonald's, and this is a conundrum. This is how much of an addict I am, and I'm not ashamed of it. This is
okay.
I'm part of this problem. There is a handful of McDonald's restaurants around here that don't have drive-thrus, and you're probably shocked by it. Like in the COVID era, no drive-thrus.
Right.
Yeah, but in DC, it's prohibitive because the real estate is prohibitive
yes.
for that. Yeah.
So there's one right next to Channel 9. On if you're in the DC area, and it is the closest 1-2 hour place here in Georgetown, Glover Park. I drive
yeah, it's,
there.
It's run by Bruce Johnson, Mike.
I walk right in. The place is jammed. So
right.
much so that the little dots on the floor that say 6 feet of separation
yeah.
are completely, like, there's not enough room. So I walk out because I'm trying to be responsible.
Of course.
And I go to my car, and I'm like, damn it. Okay, it is noon, so I probably, if I wait 15 minutes, mm-hmm. it's going to dissipate, and then I can mm-hmm. get back in there. I waited for people to leave the restaurant so I could go in and wasted time so I could get food, and I ordered...
You should have sat in the Maureen Bunyan stall.
The two hamburger meal, which I think is probably pedestrian for most people. And then I gave the spicy chicken nuggets one more try.
Did you get the Howard Bernstein sauce?
I did not. I got the buffalo sauce instead.
I think our connectivity probably had a burger or two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't see any breakup on my end. But
okay.
My take on the burgers is I'm shocked that they don't sell more fries than the burgers because the superior product from McDonald's is the fries. Bottom
line. Right. He's
100%.
Right. 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's delicious. You'll listen to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, Google just released its annual Frightgeist list of the Halloween costumes people are searching for the most. And here are the top 10. I know you like a good costume.
Absolutely.
Number 10,
yeah.
Spider-Man. Number 9, Ninja. Number 8, Devil. Jesus, get creative, people.
Devil.
Number 7, Fortnite. The video game craze is big. Number 6, Angel. Angel and Devil is like, way to go. Number 5, Clown.
Clown.
Number 4 is Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Here we go. Number 3, my fave, Harley Quinn. Number 2 is Dinosaur. And what do you think number 1 is?
Ooh, Sexy Nurse.
Witch.
Witch. Close,
but
close.
Maybe a sexy witch, maybe.
Close.
Yeah. Have you given any thought? You're not going to be doing any big thing
this year.
Well, this
year, there's no big thing. I'm actually curious to see how Halloween transpires in the city here, because especially where I live, there usually is a big to-do where they shut down the
Georgetown
streets.
Yeah, Georgetown is a massive Halloween destination, right?
And I have not seen word one about when that's going to happen, if that's mm-hmm. going to happen. We do have outdoor seating for the restaurant, so I imagine people will do that. And then, in my eyes, this would probably be a better Halloween for costumes, especially if people are just going to go out in the open air, because
right.
they have more time because they're working from home to actually up their costume game.
Sure.
Where you're not just going to a last minute picking out a costume. They've had is time on their hands to really break out their A game, especially if they want to post it on Instagram. So I'm excited for this year's Halloween, especially online, Mike.
Virtual. And there's nothing wrong with a little Harley Quinn virtually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Just wanted to say, and for all the people at the TMOS Pinup Appreciation page, you can thank me later. Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's people. Take.
Oscar, Saturday Night Live will surely take on Wednesday's vice presidential debate this weekend, and there is a good chance that they make fun of the fly that sat on Mike Pence's head, because they steal all their ideas from this show.
Of course,
that's what
yes. They do. Always have.
If that happens, people on social media are demanding that Jeff Goldblum make an appearance. And by the way, now that I think about that, that's probably the voice I should have used. You know, I hung out there and enjoyed that with that snow white hair.
He has white hair, doesn't fantastic? He, Jeff? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they want Jeff Goldblum to go on. Jeff starred as the fly in the 1986 remake. There's no official word, but if it continues to gain momentum online, you'd have to think that the show would try to swing an appearance by Jeff Goldblum. And I think that's pretty special. Yeah.
Mike,
I welcome your take.
I'm looking forward to this. If you didn't watch last week's SNL, you know, you probably caught at least a clip or two online. It was for the star power, it should have been better. I think the nation was in a sort of a malaise of like, I can't believe this is happening in our country. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really know if the president was going to get better soon or not. So there's a lot of question marks. This Saturday Night Live should be much better, and they should get Jeff Goldblum. It would be perfect.
I agree.
But I don't want the debate happening on your typical podium. I want the actual pod from The Fly to be involved somehow. That's what I want to see.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, people.
Oscar's
Take. A couple
more
here. Oscar, a new study tried to figure out the most stressed out city in every state. They based the pick on five factors: unemployment, average hours worked, commute times, income to home price ratio, and the percent of the population that doesn't have insurance. Based on all of that, the most stressed city in the country is Mead Valley, California.
Knew it!
Damn.
That is located between LA and San Diego, but really the results are all over the place, with some huge cities like Chicago and Minneapolis, and some tiny cities like Vermilion, South Dakota, with a population barely 10,000. But a lot of places in the great United States are stressed out because of these factors here. Income to home price ratio.
Okay, so
is one of the big ones.
I think this is probably a good insight for anybody in the DC, Maryland, or Virginia area. And if you have been working from home, and maybe you're teed up to come back in the new year, or maybe even in December, November, do not worry about your commute time. Because the majority of people are still working from home. It's going to be a pleasant surprise. You're actually going to be shocked when you get to your destination if something that was an hour and a half is now like roughly 45 minutes. You're like, I can't believe this happened.
And a lot of people have lost their cars because they couldn't make the payments. So there's just less cars on the road.
They're working from home. And think about this. There are so few cars on the road now, Mike, that all we get are PSAs now, and even the signs on the side of the road in the DC area are slow down. People are driving so much faster because the roads are wide open.
Here, they're not.
I mean, maybe not in Florida.
Yeah, a lot of your friends are back, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming back now. Welcome to October.
Less stressful. The commutes are less stressful because they're not as long.
Yeah, cold. I'm coming in from. How come you were here in August?
Hot, cold, hot, cold, cold, hot. Too cold, too hot.
You. Anyway, sorry, I don't know where that came from.
What? Such anger.
And finally, you're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally, Oscar, there's a 34-year-old guy named Danny Frazier from Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, Danny was busted on Monday for doing almost $30,000 in damage to a cemetery, including breaking some headstones and digging equipment. So why was he digging around at a cemetery? Danny said his grandmother was buried there, and he was trying to resurrect her.
Oh, that's good.
He has been charged with vandalism and criminal trespassing. Sometimes I give you these that are just, I'm just laying it out there for you. What's your take on Danny?
Oscar's take.
I want to party with Danny. He seems like a guy who just sees a line, blows right through it, and says, you know what? Not enough cocaine, not enough PCP. Let's try this.
That's it. I want to party with Danny. That's good enough for
Sounds like fun.
See? That's why I throw those at him, because he'll give us one of his Oscarisms. It's fantastic. We'll take a break, and we will have the last audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
We dedicate this one with peace and love to the masses, especially to Ernie at Desert Green.
Ernie.
Call up.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
And
now.
We got the Wappies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carry, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks.
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up.
Yeah, y'all.
I never know when that ends. Christ's sake. Winning ass picks, y'all.
Y'all.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. They say the nation's capital was built on a swamp.
Oh, wait a second, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, new voice.
Yes. Yeah,
they say the nation's capital was built on a swamp, hot and soggy and oozing with deception. Even the frogs hated the snakes, and the snakes hated the millennials. The water was dank with corruption. My focus? His name was Pony Boy.
Oh, no.
And he was deader than Tech 411. No signs of life at all. As cold as a fried CPU. All the clues pointed to a dame everybody called Mrs. Z. A limber little yoga lassie with pins that would make you give up your Bang Brothers subscription. And $700 credit at Lululemon. You know the type. But a fatal flaw?
Yes.
She had a notorious sweet tooth. That's why I'm waiting here outside of a Georgetown spite house with 3 pounds of Starburst and the Mike O'Mara bonus show in my ears. I got the patience of a glacier listening to this extra hour of unhinged and unredacted hilarity, plus hundreds of previous episodes at my disposal, all for just pennies a day. I know she can't stay on that Peloton forever. Plus, my client Glenda wants justice at any cost.
Oh, no.
The Mike O'Mara bonus show. Come on, Peach, give it up. I got a whole pack full of fat kid treats out here with your name on it. Remember, the Mike O'Mara bonus show will make you feel like a $500 dame at a $100 party. Fur coat and all, sweetheart. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. There we go. Now we open up the audio.
See,
ball.
What
take
happens
away,
is Shannon killed Pony,
yes.
And Glenda
yes.
wants justice. So
I
maybe
understand.
We'll have an update on Monday. Yes, all right, just yes. making sure. Oscar, do you play Mortal Kombat?
I used to when I was younger. Actually, we have a little one-up machine, so yes. I don't have it, but we have one at Bode. So.
There's a new one coming out, and they released the trailer for it, and guess who they have doing a voice on it? He's reprising one of his classic characters of years past. Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo in Mortal Kombat.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Oh, God.
Love it.
And speaking of old people,
is that like they paid him a gazillion dollars, right, just to say that you plastic surgery nightmare,
Mike? Be nice,
plastic surgery.
Be nice. He is an orphan now.
Yes, he just lost. Just lost his mom.
Speaking of old
she's
people,
she's looking down on us.
Do you like video games, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm fond of Minecraft. Play it with my husband, the doctor.
The doctor.
Even though I'm dead. You know, Fortnite. Hey, here's Grand Theft Auto. Seems like it may be too
so
soon.
So much funnier. Sure.
That's well, okay.
And she's gone.
You know, chasing the ghosts little... in Pac-Man.
Yeah. I know what's going on. Yeah. My buddy the doctor. I'm playing with everything here. It's crazy.
Well, at least he's still working.
He cashed the check. While we wait on Jackie, your husband.
I don't know what's going on?
The doctor.
Hi, Jackie. Better signal. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Yes.
All right. Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
Yeah. Hello. I'm looking for my reverb. I don't have it. Goodbye.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye, Jackie.
Speaking of old people and technology, I love this, Jesse. This is a lady trying to use the voice dictate feature on her new iPhone. She's an older lady. She doesn't quite get it.
Trying the microphone, and I hope this comes out right, because, I should say a period, right? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Okay. What does that say? Wait a minute. I'll read it okay. What is it? Say, wait a minute. I read it okay. Who read it okay? Is she answering me? Is she talking back to me?
No, that's you.
Is that me? What am I doing?
That was the most recent episode of Tech 411. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
La Señora
Siri. Fantastic, yeah. Welcome to my neighborhood.
Mike, are you on Team Kentucky? Are you on Team Kentucky?
I don't know yet. I'm not
because
sure.
Because a video was going viral yesterday. They were checking kids' temperatures as they were getting on the bus, as they were loading on the bus. And there's a car behind the school bus not having any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd pull that guy out of his car. I would pull that person out of their car.
So, I mean, this went viral so quickly that the governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, actually took to social media to yell at the guy.
What a jerk. Don't be this person. Nothing you're going to. No deadline is worth risking the safety of our kids who are getting on a bus.
Yeah.
This pandemic, for the most part, has brought out the best of us, but it has exposed some people that need to open up their Bible, talk to their minister, and get their head right. Laying on a horn while kids are trying to be safe, getting on a bus, that is not who we are as Kentuckians. That's not a part of Team Kentucky. I hope that person goes and talks to somebody, and I hope we all think about that before we either take an action like this or sometimes even sit at our keyboard.
None of this happened when Jackie Stallone was alive.
And then Mitch McConnell said,
Mitch McConnell was beeping his horn. And let's close with this. I always like audio from Dolly Parton, and she did one of the things on line yesterday where she would type, does Dolly Parton, and then autocomplete would ask the question, and she'd answer it. So here's one of the questions she answered.
Does Dolly Parton drink coffee? Yes, I do, and I drink tea as well. But I'm one of those people, I like to get up in the morning, tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and usually that ambition is a cup of coffee.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with a cup and a half of coffee every morning. After that, I'm ready for the day.
The only thing that bothers me about that is she didn't mention what her cup size was. That's your
that's
magic
a,
audio
that's a breast
vault.
Joke. Oh, wait, did you expect more?
I was hoping for a little more.
Like, this is gonna murder.
All, it came so quickly, we all kind of got shocked that's, by it, Rob.
That's how we close the week. It's not a, with a bang,
it's his gross
but a whimper.
Dad joke.
That's fine. It's your See, magic audio vault. Have a great weekend.
When you said the question was framed, does Dolly Parton, I went back to a question I may have asked in the 80s.
Oh, that one.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
That's another disgusting
Not
joke.
Anymore.
We got to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget, last weekend, right, for our
yes.
fruitcakes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, 6 days.
Your last weekend to buy a TMOS fruitcake. It really does help the show. We need a last-minute kick for this. Oscar has informed me that it is time for you to do your duty and purchase 10 fruitcakes for your family members.
Don't delay.
Do it today and buy 10. Thank you very much. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Thanks also to Jessica Baldwin.
Awesome.
Our talking
Thank
head.
You, Jessica.
We appreciate that. And to the President of the United States. For Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.